Welcome back to After Hours. Now we're going to hear some ladies of smooth jazz. These artists have carved a niche in a genre that's usually male-dominated. First of all, we'll start with Basia. Interestingly enough, she is Polish-born, but writes and sings songs inspired by the sounds of Latin American Brazilian music. Now let's listen to the title track from her 1987 album, Time and Tide. Three of the songs on the album made it to the top 10 on the Billboard Hot 100. The album was certified platinum with sales of over 2 million worldwide. Another track from the album that also made it to the top 10, A New Day for You. Let's enjoy that one now.
Hello again, it's me. Your shoulders where I sit. The half nobody.
Now, we'll move to another of the ladies of smooth jazz, Anita Baker. She's all-American, born in Toledo and raised in Detroit. She won 8 Grammy Awards. This track is from her 1987 album, Rapture, which won the Album of the Year Award from the Soul Train Music Awards. Let's listen to Caught Up in the Rapture.
Always knew I would feel that magic for you.
Let's enjoy one more from Ms. Baker. This one's the title track from her 1988 album, Giving You the Best That I Got. It won the Grammy as Best R&B Song of 1989.
Something I can give in exchange for everything you give to me. Read my mind, you make me feel just fine when I think my peace of mind is out of reach. The scales are sometimes unbalanced, and you bear the weight of all that has to be. I hope you see that you can lean on me, and together we can calm the stormy seas. When love's so strong and so unselfish, and I tell you now that I made a vow, I'm giving you the best that I've got, baby. Yes, I tell you now that I made a vow, I'm giving you the best that I've got, honey. Everybody's got opinions about the way they think our story's gonna end. Some folks feel it's just a superficial thrill. Everybody's gonna have to think again.
Listening to After Hours, broadcasting on 101.5 FM at WHRU-LP, Huntley Community Radio. Now we'll switch gears again and move back into the classical genre for the rest of the show. If you were a fan of West Wing, as I was, when it was on television years ago, few people will forget Season 2, Episode 10, where Yo-Yo Ma, world-renowned American cellist, was performing at the Congressional Christmas Party on the show. He performed the prelude to Bach's Suite No. 1 in G major. While listening to it, Josh Lyman was overcome with a PTSD panic attack. This is the piece that he was playing. Thank you. Now, we'll move back in time to a piano sonata written by Beethoven in 1801. He called it the Piano Sonata No. 14 in C-sharp major, and was dedicated to his pupil, Contessa Giulietta Guicciardi, with whom he was infatuated, but could not marry because he was not of her station. Years later, after Beethoven's death, a German music critic dubbed the piece the Moonlight Sonata, likening it to that of moonlight shining upon Lake Luzerne. This recording was made by the London Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Donald Jackson.
Thank you.
Oh, you're good. This has been After Hours. I hope you've enjoyed the program, and we'll tune in again next Sunday night. I'm Kevin Fenner.